Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Oh Lord, you are here and you are with us even as we have gathered virtually in this moment. You are with us and you are speaking to our hearts and you are healing our hearts and you are doing things that we don't even know you're doing, and we are thankful. We are thankful that you are our waymaker, and we pray that you would boost our confidence in you even this night, that you would increase our faith, you would help us to trust you even more, and that you would help us to follow you ever more closely. And so, Lord, now, by your word, by your spirit, speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. You know a song has gripped a nation when you see it written in sidewalk chalk. Not long ago, I was with my family and we were riding our bikes through the neighborhood. One of the things that has happened as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, one of the silver linings that we have experienced is that we have now all learned how to ride a bike and to ride it well. But as we were driving and riding through the neighborhood, we saw written on the sidewalk in several places, Waymaker, Miracle Worker, Promise Keeper, Light in the Darkness. And what was happening was a song that had gripped the nation, being sung even by groups of people surrounding hospitals to encourage essential workers in the medical profession who were seeking to save lives. It had gripped the hearts in our neighborhood. And so you know that a song is impactful when you see it written in sidewalk chalk. All week long, we've talked about the notion that our God knows. He knows us, and He knows where we are, and He knows what we're going through. And tonight, as we think about this song that has gripped the world, I want to give you this theme. God knows, and God responds. God knows, and God responds. It reminds me of the Exodus. So go with me to Exodus chapter 2, and hear again verses 23 through 25. And we're going to see God know what's going on, and God respond to what's going on in powerful ways. Exodus chapter 2. During those many days, the king of Egypt died, and the people of Israel groaned because of their slavery and cried out for help. Their cry for rescue from slavery came up to God, and God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. God saw the people of Israel, and God knew. That was one of my favorite passages in the whole Bible because it communicates that wherever you are and whatever your situation may be, God is not ignorant of what's going on. God is not unaware of the plight that you are currently facing, whatever that plight may be. And God knows exactly what is going on in your life. And even when you can't see it, He's working. Even when you can't feel it, He's working. During this time, Moses, who is now a fugitive from justice because he killed a man, is out in the wilderness tending his father-in-law's sheep. And during that time, a new king is raised up, and things get really hard for God's people. But God was not unaware of what was going on, and God was moving in ways that no one could perceive to prepare to rescue and redeem His people. God knew. God knew, so He saved Moses. It had been decreed that every Hebrew baby boy should be killed, but Moses survived because of faithful parents and faithful midwives who served a faithful God. God knew, so He raised Moses up in the house of Pharaoh so that Moses would have a keen understanding of how life worked in Egypt. God knew, so He protected Moses throughout the course of his life, and at just the right time, He called him and told him, "You will be my instrument, Moses, to go back into Egypt and to rescue my people." God knew. And so he responded by bringing plagues upon Egypt. You remember the 10 plagues. First the Nile turned to blood, then frogs, then gnats, then flies, then a plague upon the livestock, then boils and hail and locusts and darkness, and finally the plague of death of the firstborn. God was judging the gods of Egypt, and God was bringing his judgment on those who oppressed his people. And God would lead his people out with mighty hand and outstretched arm. He would guide them by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He would protect them by that pillar of fire that moved around to their rear to keep the advancing army of Egypt from hurting them. God knew. And God responded. God responded by giving them miraculous food in the wilderness. God responded by giving them water from a rock. God responded by opening up the Red Sea before them so that they could escape from their enemies on dry ground. And God responded as their enemies pursued them through the sea that had been split open by causing the sea to come back upon their enemies and providing judgment on Egypt and rescue for his people. God knew, and God responded. God led his people for 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, and when the time was right, God empowered Joshua to be the one who would lead them across the Jordan into the promised land, the land that he had promised to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, on down the line until now in this moment. The promise would be fulfilled, and they would enter into the promised land with God going before them and giving to them that which he had promised to them for hundreds of years. God knew, and God responded. Well, can I tell you that God knows exactly what's going on in your life, and God even now is responding in ways that you can't see. Ways that you can't know right now. Your job is not to figure it all out. Your job is to trust and follow Jesus. You may not know this, but on December 30th of 2015, a Nigerian gospel singer named Sinach released on YouTube a new gospel song called Waymaker. December the 30th, 2015. Over the years, more people were attracted to the song, such that by March of 2019, it reached 100 million views on YouTube. Other artists picked it up and covered it, including Michael W. Smith and Leland. And then, in the year 2000, when the COVID-19 pandemic was raging, people heard the song, heard its message, and it went viral yet again, such that people were surrounding hospitals to sing and encourage the healthcare providers there that our God is a waymaker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper. He is light in the darkness. And for all of us who trust and follow Jesus, he is our God. And his arms are open to receive anyone who would come to him in repentance and faith, to give them forgiveness, to make them new, and to call them his own. So hear these words that Sinach penned many years ago that have gripped our hearts now. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. And even when I don't see it, you're working. And even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Aren't you glad that as we trust and follow Jesus in these uncertain days, we have a God who is our waymaker, our miracle worker, who keeps all of his promises, who provides light in the darkness, who says, I am your God, and you are my people, and no one can snatch you out of my hand. What a blessing. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful. We're so thankful that you give us what we do not deserve. You give us yourself. That is your grace. That is your mercy. And we pray that we would live lives that proclaim to the world, our God is a waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. You are our God, and your arms are open to receive anyone who would come to you, turning away from their sin and receiving Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, our waymaker, we worship you. We worship you. And so, Lord, we thank you for giving these words to Sinach so many years ago. And we thank you that they have gripped the hearts of a nation and the hearts of a world that is deeply in need of a waymaker. We worship you. Help us worship you by the way we sing. Help us worship you by the way we live. Let us love our neighbor as ourself. Let us glorify you in all we do. For you are our waymaker. In Jesus' name, amen.
And you are waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. That is who you are. That is who.